Unrestricted mirror logic when junctivism is the way to go. Vagueness in existence, baby, just say no. Fuzzy logic, fuzzy modus ponens, baby, what could that be? I got enough love for the problem of the many. I need your love, I need your love, I need your love, I need your love. I need your love, I need your love, I need your love, I need your love. Temporal parts get us out of tibbles, taboos, troubles. Difficulties with temporary intrinsics leads us to cuddle. But I'm a token non-reductive materialist who doesn't have to be a mereological essentialist.
I'm not a
I'm much too big, baby. I need your love, I need your love, I need your love, I need your love. I need your love, I need your love, I need your love, I need your love. Tropes are universals, baby, you just can't decide. Armstrong thinks resemblance as a primitive turns the tide. It's explanatory power that leads you to pay the buck. But it's like you told me, baby, nominalisms. Do, 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 do. I need your love, I need your love, I need your love, I need your love. I need your love, I need your love, I need your love, I need your love. Represent the possibility that we kiss. I'd rather die than be a modal realist. The combinatorial theory possibility looks circular.
Witty worlds are witty, witty whack now.
Plantinga's idea to take possible worlds being actually consistent sets propositions just won't work. I need your love, I need your love, I need your love, I need your love. I need your love, I need your love, I need your love, I need your love. Phil needs your love, Tom needs your love, Hug needs your love, Neil needs your love. Phil needs your love, Tom needs your love, Hug needs your love, Neil needs your love. Even the brute needs your love.
And
that's it.
It's a wrap.